Lord of the forest. The buck hears my steps and huffs sharply just beyond the leaves. Shimmering aster, viburnum purpling, beech, maple, and oak. Does would have leapt up and away, tails fluttering. He stays. He does not care to be disturbed in his ruminations. Beyond the green curtain, some have seen Christ standing between antlers, or Sir Nunos at rest, legs folded like a yogi. But the buck is what he is, an old god getting older, point by point, his antlers holding summer's canopy, falling in deep winter like broken branches. You will not see him in the glassy eyes of effigies mounted on walls. He cannot be hunted down. He's fathered generations that scrape the ground, his tears, his pheromones wiped on twigs, his velvet, bark brown, rubbed off on trees, his scat a declaration in the midst of the trail. I saw it without believing he was near. I take another step. He chuffs louder from his sanctum. The hair lifts on my arms, and I back up, then turn from where his heart-shaped tracks point the way deeper into the woods.